Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
As of today, we have a new way you can support the family of Bugle shows, including The Gargle, which is this show. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and click on donate. You'll see the usual options with Apple and one-off contributions, but we have upgraded the offer for our premium subscribers. Signing up to this will get you 2 Bugle family gifts per year, with the first being an exclusive limited edition episode of The Bugle on 12-inch vinyl. I shit you not, that is real and happening. All monthly donors will now also get an extra show each month. The initial idea, assuming it works, is a show called Ask Andy, and it involves Andy Zaltzman and you asking him your questions and him answering your questions. Signing up to either the Apple or Premium subscriber offerings will give you this show ad-free, except obviously the half a glass of water ads. That's a contract that I will never get out of. It is signed in blood and water. If you are already a premium donor or regular donor who doesn't want to change how they donate, you don't need to do anything. In the next week, you'll get sent links to all of the great things that you can get and all of the things that you need to know. Thank you for your continuing generosity in keeping The Gargle going. We could not exist without your support. We are paid by and through the Bugle family, and it has kept me alive through some hard times, so I really appreciate your support.
This is a podcast from The Bugle.
The ship's timbers creak as the waves move the boat through the dark night. Navigating by the stars, the captain and the first mate mutter over the ancient charts. In the filthy hammocks of the sleeping quarters, those lucky enough to be asleep groan, feeling perhaps the clouds on the horizon that loom ominously. The cabin boy in the crow's nest, too young for this job, points out to starboard as something heaves up in the depths of the ocean. All hands on deck! All hands on deck! Man the cannon! It's The Gargle! Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Gargle. This is the Sonic Glossy Magazine to The Bugle's audio newspaper for a visual world. I'm your host, Alice Fraser, and your guest editors for this week's edition of the magazine are Athena Kubleno. Welcome!
Welcome. No, I said welcome to myself. I mean, hello.
And happy birthday to you too. And James Nokise.
Hello. How are we?
We're all very well. Before we line up and fill the cannon with the shot of this week's top stories, let's have a look at the front cover. The front cover this week is bees. Sexy, sexy bees prosing provocatively with some other bees, keeping us all alive by doing something that isn't, but isn't not, jizzing in flowers. And the satirical cartoon this week is the revenant corpse of Abraham Lincoln being put up for a Senate spot in the US. He's looking around going, wow, everyone here is pretty ancient to be running a country. Yeah, that's what you get here. Cutting edge satire in very, very small chunks. And the rest of it, no politics at all. Let's have a look at the top story. Top story this week is flamingo news. And this story was submitted to us an upsetting number of times by people who I presume want me to have less pleasure in life than I'm having. This is the news that Hurricane Idalia is delivering flamingos all over the eastern United States by blowing them off course. James Nokise, you love these horrible pink birds. Can you unpack this story for us?
I'm not sure I understand why this story is so important to people, Alice, but here we go. A hurricane has made a whole bunch of flamingos and other birds not as interesting find themselves in parts of the United States where they do not normally reside. Alabama, South and North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia, which has got bird watchers. And I must make this very clear, bird watchers and not racists, very interested and out and about with their binoculars, pointing and saying, there they are, they're not meant to be here. It's unprecedented to get this many flamingos in this many places, said Gary Neese. Or Nice, look, we just don't know. A webmaster for the American Birding Association, which is, again, a real thing. And he's an administrator of its rare Bird Alert Facebook group, which is definitely not a front for some sort of nationalistic Donald Trump supporting lunatics. I'm going to be honest, Alice, this story does not get more interesting than birds in places that they shouldn't be. The key fact is it's flamingos.
I mean, the key fact is that it's flamingos, which, unlike any other bird that might have been flown, of course, people notice, presumably because they have too much of their skeleton too close to the outside to be the shade of aggressive hypercolor pink that they are. Athena, you're wearing pink. Can you unpack this story for us a bit?
I can unpack this, and I think we're not taking this seriously enough, okay? Some people think the Earth is flat, okay? Some people think man didn't land on the moon. But other people who are more intelligent, okay, they know flamingos are behind it all. All of it, okay? And this isn't 70 flamingos turning up in America. Let's use the proper word, invasion. This is an invasion. And if you want to invade a country, what do you do? Start a hurricane, cause chaos, okay? Get everyone buying water and doing what you do in hurricane, hiding under the table. And
whilst the infrastructure. Yep.
Thank you. Infrastructure. Okay. That's what they did in Superman. They had the earthquake, right? Do you remember? Same thing. Same thing. Do you remember the earthquake? Superman 1 or 2 or 3? There's loads of them. What, the 70s one. Okay. San Andreas Fault one. Okay. Everything was destroyed. Whilst everything was getting destroyed, the one made turns back time by flying around the planet. Anyway, flamingos, they're behind it. As soon as they showed up, I was like, I knew it. I knew it, okay? And that's why I'm wearing pink. Because when they come for me, I'll be like, yo, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. Do you know what I mean? So you lot, when you're sat here going, no, there's nothing more interesting. First it's 70, then it's 71, then it's 72, then it's 73. I'm not going to go into a million. That will be here forever. Then it'll be a million. And then we'll be about whether the story's interesting or not. James.
Athena, look, I of course, being a slightly left of center liberal, I'm trying to not be offensive in the way I address the story, but these are clearly climate refugees and not invaders. And I am very uncomfortable with the way in which we are portraying these flamingos as invaders. Sure, they're coming into Florida as they have done for decades, but I don't think that's any reason for us to be, you know, it's very, the Superman image you seem to be obsessed with, this idea of us being the Superman and these immigrants from outside being this invasive force we have to combat. I just think in 2023, can't we just embrace and help these flamingos who are not meant to be here, but who have arrived on our shores, if we were American, to be more at home?
Attitudes like that is how you sleepwalk into domination, okay? You sleepwalk in one minute you're hanging out with like pigeons, which are just normal working class, the working bird, do you know what I mean? Goes around looking for food. We give it a bit of bread, but you know, working bird, just the pigeon, the humble pigeon, and the next thing you know, flamingos everywhere. Now, just think about a place called like Trafalgar Square in London. If you don't know what Trafalgar Square is, international podcast, Google it. Beautiful place with pigeons that mind their own business. If you put 100 pigeons in Trafalgar Square, no problem. Put 100 flamingos there, James. Oh, but they're refugees. They're refugees. If they're refugees, how come they waited for the hurricane? How come they waited for the hurricane, James? Answer me that. Exactly. You can't answer. Okay, where's the paperwork? Where's the paperwork?
That's
they like where's the papers?
Want to get rid? If you want to escape the climate emergency, why would you go to Florida, one of the hottest places on the planet? Surely you'd go to Iceland.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or the, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, just buy pink, whether it's fast fashion, whether you go vintage, just buy pink. It doesn't matter anymore. Dress yourself up, okay? I for one, respect my new flamingo overlords. Flap, flap.
And they will absolutely not respect you in return. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by that thing where authors and famous artists do interviews where they relatably share about their social anxieties and depression and imposter syndrome. And you think, wow, I'm just like them. I have social anxieties too. But you fail to factor in the fact that while dealing charmingly with their relatable mental health issues, they've also written 9 novels. That thing, bringing you the podcast today. And we are sponsored today by a breed of Australian desert frog, which conserves water by retaining urine in its bladder during the dry season. It swells up like a balloon, which it then uses that overfull bladder as a water reserve. The Australian water-holding frog, holding up to 1/2 glass of water in the worst way possible. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Chairs, a table for butts for people who want to eat butts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Sexy voice message news now. And this is the news that there is a side hustle that I'd never thought of that is now being exploited by a London man making £5 per minute through WhatsApp, sending sexually suggestive voice recordings to women. Athena, you've been the recipient of many a sexually suggestive message in the past. Can you unpack this story for us?
Yeah, I can. It's extraordinary. We'll get into why it's extraordinary after I explain what it is. A London man is making... And let me say this twice, £5 a minute, okay? I know the value of the pound has gone down, hasn't gone down that much, okay? He's making £5 a minute, sending erotic voice notes to other people via a WhatsApp service, and it's to strangers. And he did it as a laugh, and someone said, you should do it for a job. And now he does it for a job. I'm not sure where he gets his clients from, but Planet Desperate is a real planet, I think. I think that if we get up, can we set our telescopes to 1 million and find Planet Desperate? And that's where he's getting his clients from. What's lots of interesting things. First of all, no one listens to voice notes. When was the last time you heard a voice note? Okay. So you might be, if go through your voice notes now, you might have one from this man that you haven't realized. And now you owe him money. Okay. So please go through your voice notes.
This is the equivalent of the guy when you stop at the red light starts cleaning your windshield and you're like,
right? You didn't ask for that. I went, no word of a lie. I did that once and a guy spat on the window and he said, do you want your window washed? I went, no. And then he went, all right then. He spat on the window, got his sleeve and started cleaning my window. I said, first of all, I didn't want this. Second of all, what are you doing? But that's kind of, there's an equivalency there between that and this voice note, man. Okay, so first of all, £5, very expensive. Second of all, voice notes. Who listens to voice notes? Third of all, London man. Have you met men from London? Have you? And have you then listened to them? All right, love, can I put my face in your knockers? Like, this is, if I had to choose a man from a city to pay £5 to speak to me erotically, I would choose Rome. Bloody hell, I might even go for Perth, mate. Do you know what I mean? But London, like, oi, get him out for the lads, mate. It's happening. So the whole thing is blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind. I don't know what to say.
Like, I mean, I understand that he's playing against this kind of repressed British sexuality thing, but my experience of English men trying to hit on you is basically that they're really mean to you and then they're incredibly drunk and try and lick you. There's no kind of flirty middle ground.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's really like, oi, you ugly woman. Can I have your number? Or it's like, I'm going to stalk you until you submit. It's extremes, and we deal in extremes, and I've learned to live with that. I just found out he does advertise. He advertised on Instagram and TikTok, which is just, I don't know what to say. If I was on Instagram and a guy who said, I'm a London man, said, I'm going to send you a voice note for £5, and it's going to be mildly erotic. By the way, it's mildly erotic, so he doesn't use the C word. He doesn't say which is like, what am I paying for then? why are you charging me money if you don't say at least get gritty with it? Do you know what I mean? And if you're a London man, you don't say, are you really from London? Like, are you?
The backstory here is peculiar, which is that he's had a lot of experience on dating websites, which I don't think is a selling point necessarily, but that he's had a lot of experience on dating websites. He started using voice notes as a way to hit on women on dating websites, and then he got very positive responses except for the women who ignored him. And then he decided, I can monetize this. Which I just feel like is an extraordinary backstory. James?
Look, I'm not going to lie. This story made me question what I've been doing with my life. Far be it for any comedian to criticize someone for doing something for a laugh and then turning it into a career. But I then picked up on something. Now, this bro, if we may call him such, Alex Douglas, I believe his name is, or Douglay, I'm not sure how it's pronounced. He's a 37-year-old guy, and there's just something in what I said, because he's a personal trainer and as well as that, and you're like, oh, come on, bro. But then he can send a message if you just give him three words. And I was like, nah, you're an improviser.
Oh, okay, no, that's all right, not improv.
Yeah, it's just like, give me three words, Paris, romance, spatula. Like, it's not as intimidating once you know he does improv.
He prides himself on his professionalism as well. He says he sometimes received naked or sexual photos from his clients, but he says that he's very good at being disciplined with himself and does not want to become a quote-unquote seedy man. Mate, when you started the business.
It's your job. Your job is seedy man. Your job
of selling women how you're going to lick them. I think
imagine
that's
stopping
probably
yourself from wanking and saying, oh, I'm so disciplined. Do you know, it's like, that's a pretty low bar for discipline. Like, I got set a picture, I didn't toss myself off. Like, all right, mate, like, what do you want, a CBE?
Well, he also says he replies to the messages very kindly and often follows up messages which are sexual in nature from his clients by asking if they'd like another voice note. And if there is anything seedier than responding to a come on with an advertisement, I have never met it.
I mean, that's full stop, really. Like, the guy is a creeper getting paid for it. I mean, I think the flamingos just need to take us over now. Like, this is the end of the world, isn't it? This is the end of days, surely.
I mean, it's speaking to the market. He's making money here from presumably women who have in the past received horrible pieces of sexual harassment and in the absence of them have missed it. I think he's monetized Stockholm Syndrome.
You know what? Succession is finished. And a lot of people just want to be entertained. And now TV costs about $9.99 a month. So maybe if you stop your subscription for Now TV and you get two messages a month from this prick, that's the same equivalent of, that's the same amount of entertainment, surely. Just this a guy desperately trying to make three random words erotic. That's about as entertaining as one of the greatest TV shows of all time, surely.
It might be the only way to make improv watchable for me is to make it sexy improv. Weird, horrible sex show improv.
I feel that this is just proof that the ecstasy market is alive and well in London. Because if you're sitting in the dark and you just get a message from someone going, hello, Zara, I'm going to lick you, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's my jam. You know, just put a little beat under it. just like play it on repeat in a room in the dark, maybe with your Xbox visualizer on, just as an example, a random example.
Now it's time for your reviews. As you know, each week we ask our guest editors to bring in something to review out of 5 stars. James, what have you brought in for us this week?
Well, Alice, I am currently staying in a converted military bunker. So I would like to normally just review this on the app once you leave, but I thought I'd review it. It's dark. It's got signs of mold spores. It's on a hill with views of Scotland's bridges, and it's terrible to access. And there's a door at the back of this little B&B which you open, and then it's just sort of pitch black into a tunnel. Occasionally, the light comes on, and neither myself or my spouse are brave enough to go in and turn it off because I've watched horror films. You don't open the door. That's especially if you're the person of color in the film. And so sometimes a slug comes and visits. So I reckon 4 stars because you never feel alone here.
4 stars and for Edinburgh accommodation. All of that sounds lovely.
And very, very cheap compared to the festival. Don't have to get a mortgage.
At least you don't have a clown sleeping under your bed.
That's just a spouse. That's
Athena, what have you brought in for us to review?
I should have it one in my hands away, but you have to just imagine it's here. It's called a dream cloth. Okay. And the reason it's called a dream cloth, it's a dish cloth, right? That you used to clean up your kitchen, right? It holds, I shit you not, 14 times its weight in water. Okay. There's nothing that I can't, there's no spill I can't sort out. And then guess what? It's washable. Okay. Now, in a couple of years' time,
you feel smug while using it. Amazing.
Listen, when the ice caps stop melting, replay this episode of The Gargle, right? We play it and we will pinpoint a moment in time I stopped buying dishcloths. And I just reused the one, and it came in a pack of 3. So you can have 2 out and 1 in the wash, okay? There's a backstory to this because my partner's not very kitchen-minded, and every time he picks up a dishcloth with a little stain on it, he'll throw it away. And I'm like, it's a kitchen, like dishcloths get stained, but because he's not a kitchen guy, he's like, oh, this cloth is dirty. And after 3 years, I was like, I can't deal with this guilt of this dishcloth waste, do you know what I mean? So I went online and I paid £8 for 3 dishcloths, which might seem like a lot of money, but guess what, guys? It pays for itself, because instead of buying new ones, you just wash the old ones. But I'm genuinely impressed by them. I sound facetious, but I'm not being facetious. They're great dishcloths. They're called dream cloths. You should buy them.
This sounds amazing. I mean, how many out of 5 stars?
Well, 5? Come on, I love them. 5. Can I give them 6? They're really good. And because I kept the packet, so I said to my partner, look, you have to wash them again, all right? So don't throw my dishcloths away. Stop it. Stop. So not only do I have dishcloths that keep going and going and going, a relationship will now probably last the mortgage term. And it was on the rocks because of this dishcloth situation. Because I just go in the kitchen, look for my dishcloths. I'm like, where are they? Like, oh, I threw it away. It was a bit brown. Like, yes, it's a bit brown. It's a dishcloth. I used it to wipe up coffee. So now you can't throw it away because I told him how much they cost as well. So he's a bit tight like me. So I was like, they cost £8, mate. So I dare to throw them away. And that's shut him up.
Well, I mean, this is the climate change solution. If they're absorbing this much water, maybe we just need to line the beaches with them and we can stop the oceans rising. Drone spy news now, and this is the news that in New York City there was a Labor Day kerfuffle with residents who were absolutely outraged that police were using or announced plans to use drones in the skies to monitor backyard parties. James Nukise, you've had a party in a backyard. Can you unpack this story for us?
I wasn't being stopped and searched by the New York police, which apparently was illegal at the time.
Hooray. But it's now legal because of 9/11.
Yes, the lesson there is if you are picking up a whole bunch of New Zealand biscuits to hand out to your audience at your Manhattan gig, don't be late for your own gig so you end up sprinting through Manhattan with a backpack full of cylinder-like objects. Anyway, On to the New York City Police Department has announced plans to put drones in the sky this holiday weekend to monitor backyard parties that could get out of hand. And I'll now pause for anyone wondering whose parties. We know who. So this has actually become a big deal this year because city data reveals that drones were used for like public safety or emergencies only four times in 2022. But this year, they've been used 124 times and it's only September. So that figure is going to go up. But I think to be fair to the New York police, which is not a statement I thought I'd make, it is 2023 and we are kind of in the future that the dystopian sci-fi writers were writing about. Like all the famous ones, they're like, oh yeah, 2023, authoritarian police state, robot drones monitoring our parties. So it's not a good example, but it's not unexpected, is it? Like this is exactly what you expect from American. It's even the right country if you stop and think about it. Like anyone who's been watching films since the 1980s, this is basically what was going on in Masters of the Universe, the 1980s Dolph Lundgren masterpiece, when they came through. It's just drones monitoring everyone. There's police state. It's not looking good in New York, but it never is. And if you are looking to save money on recording all of the antics at your barbecue this weekend, because we all know the costs involved with content creation, just hit up the police.
This could be a negative thing that turns into a positive, right? Because there's nothing worse than being at a barbecue or like some kind of house party and you run out of stuff, right? And then all of a sudden you see a drone hovering above you. You could just wave at the police and look, you can see nothing's happening here, but we're out of lagers, all right? So just come back, go away, go to the shops, is 20 quid, buy us some lagers, attach the lagers to the drone and come back, okay? So I am happy to accept a bit of surveillance if it comes with somebody who's gonna top up the booze when it runs out. And that's all I'm saying, because I remember when we were supposed to get Amazon deliveries and food deliveries via drone. And that didn't happen. So let's combine the two things. Like back in the day, we started getting loyalty points on our shopping. And that was an exchange for supermarkets knowing every little last thing about us. They now know when we're on our periods. They know when we pretend to like oat milk. They know all this kind of stuff, okay? So now I'm prepared to give up a little bit of civil liberty if someone's going to go out and get... Because I don't know about you, but whenever I have a party, yeah, I always forget salad. And then people come round and they go, Athena, where's the greens? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know. So if I knew the police were coming round to have a look, I'd be like, I don't know where they are, but the Metropolitan Police are going to be here in a second. I have a word of them and they're going to get some rocket, you know, because people like rocket. You've got to be... When people come round, you've got to get the nice stuff. You can't just get the iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, rocket is the virtue signalling of salad.
Yeah. But
90% of bag salad goes in the bin. 90% of bag salad that is bought, people don't eat it in time. So what you could do is you could have a drone just come by and drop it directly into your rubbish bin. Save steps.
Exactly. So it saves time and it's demand-based too. So you get it when you want it, even though you don't want it because no one ever wants it, man. The other thing that's important is we have to get used to the fact that the flamingos are coming and we're going to have to be on our game when it comes to our defences. And drone surveillance is going to be part of that. Imagine flamingos now gate crash your party. You put your party on Facebook, the flamingos get a wind of it, then 1,000 of them show up and there's no drones. You want drones then, won't you? You want drones then. Because I tell you right now,
Hold on, Athena. You cannot use these climate refugee flamingos as justification for increasing police power. All right, this is the kind of authoritarianism that people have been writing about. I'm actually. Oh, hold on. Sorry, there's just a drone outside my window. Hold on.
And it's not a drone. It's a flamingo coming to eat your head.
Well, it's either a drone or a flamingo in very good cosplay.
I don't know if you've seen, I don't know what the collective noun for flamingos is. I think it is invaders, actually. But if you saw...
It's a flamboyance, actually, because of course it is.
Flamboyance! Oh my gosh. I don't know. If you saw what they do when they're on it, do you know what I mean? When they're really necking the vodka, tequila. When they come to a house party, there's no house left. Okay.
And there's
Have you seen Independence Day? All of that. all of that's a documentary. If you take away the aliens and you put in flamingos, and that's drunk flamingos, by the way, it's very important. And so house parties with flamingos are a very dangerous mix. It's a dangerous cocktail. So send in the drones before it's feathers for all of us.
But that actually reminds me of that very famous show tune. Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the drones. Where are the drones?
They're already here.
And now it's time for Rich Dick's news. This is the news that Silicon Valley elites are planning a possible elite city known as, as far as you can tell, it has no name yet, but it's being built by California Forever. And they've bought more than 50,000 acres in eastern Solano country since 2018 and are planning to build a city for rich people. Which, I mean, arguably all cities are now for rich people. But Athena Kugleno, you've lived in paradise before. Can you unpack this story?
Yeah, absolutely. So rich people are always thinking, look, they run out of things to build. So they're just starting from scratch again. So now they're just building a city and it's going to host 450,000 people. And I'm like, yeah, good luck trying to find 450,000 rich people in this economy. Do you know what I mean? You're about to get 10. There's the guy who's sending voice notes, so he'll be there. He's loaded at the moment. But I don't know who they're going to find. But it's in Solano County, Northern California. California, last time I checked, is on fire. So I think that's a problem. Are rich people inflame resistant? I don't know how it works when you get money. I don't know what happens. But yeah, it's going to be Northern California, which is on fire. So good luck to them. And it's going to be a hit. Walkable utopia, which sounds like a f-ing nightmare. Nothing in the history of everything that has ever been described as hip is actually hip, other than our hips. That's about it. If you at any age, if someone says to you that's hip, a 3-year-old would go what? A 20-year-old would go what? A 50-year-old will go what? Even a 90-year-old in a nursing home, like, if you're calling it hip, I'm out of it, mate. I'm not interested. Okay, it's just the worst word. It's the kind of word an alien would use to pretend to be human, right? Which makes me believe all of these rich people are aliens or flamingos. I haven't decided yet. I'm still, but yeah, so that's it. It's going to be hip. It's going to be walkable, which is like, what does that mean? It's going to be on the ground, like all f***ing cities. Like, could you imagine building a city and saying, what's the USP? It's walkable. Like, what happens out of, when you, I've been lived in a lot of houses, and every time I've left my house, I've been able to walk out of the f***ing house. I've never been like, oh, this city is not walkable. Like, do you live in a lava city? Do you live in a river city? Oh, I know. Venice isn't walkable.
There's to be fair, for context, this is in America where every house is surrounded by cars made out of guns and nothing is walkable because it's all either flooded or on fire or full of people who disagree with you politically and are willing to headbutt you about it.
Well, it gets worse. Apparently, it's going to be so great. Kids ride their bikes in the streets and adults, if you've eaten, just have a good swallow so you don't vomit. In this city, adults will kayak in the afternoons. If you're attracted to the city, it's a trick to get the from the rest of the world. It's basically a vacuum. You know what I mean? So if you're a prick, you will be attracted to the city and the rest of the world will be free of pricks. And in that case, I'm for this city. I've never woken up in the morning and I think, I can't wait to kayak this afternoon. And no offense to kayakers, but would you want to do it every day in the afternoon?
Look, certainly the upside of this place is that once it collapses into a dystopia, they can use the abandoned city to film every utopia come dystopia futuristic sci-fi film that's ever planned forever. It sounds like a disaster waiting to happen, and I can't wait to watch it. James?
Look, we have got to stop equating money with smarts because we're told these are the tech giants behind us. These are the brilliant people. And they've come up with the same plan as the rapper Akon, which is to build a city on some land you've bought. They've got the naming abilities of Katy Perry or California Forever. Oh, that's what, featuring Snoop Dogg. Amazing. And it's got a real Stepford Housewives vibe. because it's all just rich men who seem to be coming forward to embrace this. But the weirdest thing, as Athena pointed out, like essentially these guys have just built a place which as an Australian and as a Kiwi guy, Athena, I mean, don't come to Wellington if you ever see it, because you'll see some people paddleboarding to work, and that's just a whole different, like, yeah, with a craft beer in one hand. How do they do it one hand? Just pure upper body strength. But their plan, these rich people's plan, is to buy up land and then just immigrate in and build. Like, why is it that every rich person, when they say they've got this bold new plan for society, it's just a remix of colonization? Like every single time, oh, we're going to go to Mars to what? Colonize it. Oh, we're going to go to the moon. What? Oh, colonize it. Oh, we've bought land in America to what? Come in and colonize it. And the sinister part is they keep consulting the local people there and asking them, hey, do you guys want to be involved in this? And they're like, sorry, billionaires, we can't afford to buy a house in your billionaire empire state. And they've gone back and said, oh, but would you be keen if we gave you the first option to buy the house? Which is just what happens when rich people talk to normal people. They're like, oh, we haven't got the money. It's like, oh yeah, but you probably have the money soon. They're like, no, I earn thousands, billionaire. I don't even think you understand what that is.
And in other rich people news, Burning Man is in trouble. They're not able to burn the man. The man is too wet. Before the festival officially started this year on the 27th of August, it was hit by the remnants of Hurricane Hilary. And now what we have is a lot of people in the desert, either idealistic artists or over wealthy Silicon Valley dickheads who are trying to experience empathy for the first time by taking mushrooms, knee deep in mud, worried about how they're going to eat, drink, and shit, the three most important things in life. James Nukise, you've been knee deep in mud before. Can you unpack this story for us?
Yes, as a veteran of the outdoor festivals and being on fire, Burning Man has been experiencing flash floods from forecasted storms. But being that the participants are people who go to Burning Man, no one checked the weather. So thousands of people have been caught off guard and are now having to traverse through mud. It's quite interesting because the Burning Man motto, I believe, is radical self-reliance. And it's really proof that it doesn't matter what your motto is. Anyone can come to Burning Man because no one seems to be self-reliant. There's actually a whole bunch of separate groups within Burning Man that you have to interview. They're quite popular camps of different ideologies, and you've got to interview to get into them. And some of them have got resources like spare toilets, drinkable water and stuff. And there's nothing that screams radical self-reliance than interviewing for an exclusive club. It's been very interesting to see what the organizers have said. They've said no driving is permitted until the player surface dries up, to which a whole bunch of boys at Burning Man said, the player surface never dries up. Am I right, brah? That's my impersonation of a boy, for those wondering what the accent change there was. The event usually features giant...
I've already sold it for £5 to a lonely lady.
Yeah, me doing a boy would probably get about a good five. Hello, Mrs. Let me make you wet. Oh, Jesus, he sounds like Russell Crowe. Anyway, the event usually features giant interactive art installations and a huge wooden man that is set on fire. And that comes from the tradition of from 1986, when Larry Harvey and Jerry Goddard burned a man on Baker Beach in San Francisco, and everyone assumed that it was on purpose. It's now being held in Nevada's Black Rock Desert since 1990, because Burning Man became even too pretentious for San Francisco.
Athena, have you camped in a mud pot before?
No, but I have camped, and I have never been more unhappy. I'm just miserable. I'm not going to tell my camping stories, but what I love about the fact that I've been camping is that when I slag it off, no one can say nothing to me, because I've done it. I've done it three times now, and it's just misery. I don't know why anyone would volunteer to camp, or like, if there's an alternative to camping, take the alternative. Why do it for fun? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's awful. You know what? you have to go outside to brush your teeth. And it's just like, normally when you need a toilet in the middle of night, you just go and use it. But when you're camping, it's a f***ing dilemma. It's like, how badly do I need the toilet? Like, how badly do I not? Like, that's so what kind of lifestyle is this? I'm really grateful that this happened for two things. I didn't really know anything about Burning Man and I had no interest in finding out more. But now I found out loads about it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so nice to be right about something that I just had an unjustified view of. Because I always thought it was full of bickets, but I never knew why. I just had a sense, but I never did it the service of confirming it was full of bickets. I just assumed it. And now I'm like, I was right. Because sometimes you're wrong and it's annoying being wrong. And I was right. Because you know nothing happens at Burning Man. I thought Kanye West would be there or Schoolboy Q. Nothing. No one's there. It's just people in the desert. So secondly, like, I question God daily, right? I turn on the news and every news story tells me there is no God, there is no God, there is no God. Oh, there's a God. Oh, look at that. Finally, a God story. We're overdue on God. Thank God. Because literally every iceberg gone, famine, climate change, the conservatives in the UK, Burning Man, everyone got trapped. Yay! Thank you, God. Get a few more of those stories, please, and we'll get people back in the church, isn't it? So I was grateful for those two things, really. A very odd tradition that rich people are following, but lovely to restore some faith in the higher power, you know, because I was running on empty, and now I've got a bit of energy back in my God fearing battery. So very grateful.
And that brings us to the end of the show. Flipping through the ads at the back. Athena, have you got anything to plug?
Oh, what am I doing? I just wrapped a season of DMs Are Open, which is a sketch show that the public writes. So you could say it's funnier than what we do. So I just plugged this at that. And what else am I doing? I'm doing some, and I'll be at London Podcast Festival jumping on some podcasts. So just Google London Podcast Festival, Google my name. And I wish I could help you out more, but I can't. That's all I have. But that should be enough, surely. It's enough. What more do you want?
I don't want anything more. I think just finding Athena's work is the go. James, have you got anything to plug?
Look, this is going to be a bit weird. I'm going to plug the Rugby World Cup. Now, anyone who's listened to me will know I have a podcast called Fair Game Pacific Rugby Against the World. And that was just a small niche podcast until about 2 weeks ago when England got their ass kicked by Fiji and Samoa almost beat the world number one team. So in the spirit of that podcast, go watch the Rugby World Cup and only support the Pacific Island teams. And the real, I mean, like the, well, that, I can't say real, that's a dystopia question I don't want to run into, but Tonga, Samoa, Fiji are all going to be really fun. And if you're watching TV coverage, there's a small chance that you might actually see me pop up on some of those sports panels that they have, which would be very funny because I was a soccer player at high school and dropped out of the first 15 because I didn't want to get concussions.
And look at you now. This is a Bugle podcast and Alice Fraser production. I'm Alice Fraser. You can find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser. It's a one-stop shop for all of my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, as well as my weekly Tea with Alice salons and writers meetings. If you would like to write with us, I will be doing the live Bugle on the 16th of September. It's me, Chris Addison, and of course Andy Zaltzman there. I'll also be doing a few other things here and there, but mostly not live gigs. So my podcast, Tea with Alice, my Patreon, patreon.com/AliceFraser, and unbound.com, write in Alice Fraser, and you'll find the Dancy Lagarde reader available for pre-order now. I've got the rest of the month to finish writing it, and it's going to be in your post boxes sometime after that. Thank you to our roving reporters, VB, who sent in the sexy voice note story, C-Lips, who sent in the Silicon Valley City and Party Drone story, and Bella Hahn, who sent in the Burning Man story. If you'd like to be a roving reporter, tweet us at HelloGarglers on the app currently known as X. Otherwise, I will talk to you again next week.
You can listen to other programmes from The Bugle, including The Bugle, Catharsis, Tiny Revolutions, Top Stories, and The Gargle. Wherever you find your podcasts.
Hello, Zara. I'm coming to lick you.
Smart. Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.